stuff.
Heat up sugar cane like that.
What happens when you heat up sugar cane?
You get a nasty, chemically, like, aftertaste. Mm. I mean, I don't know if you, I'm talking about, I heated it up. It was already in something else, so.
That's why I don't like smoking those treated cigars. I really appreciate Swisher Sweet for dropping the diamond swishers on us.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to satisfy us all. Oh, that's a nice coffee.
Some people just gotta be extra. I know somebody ain't fucking happy unless they smoking mango paprika lemonade flavor. And then they'll fuck around the road throwing it.
Are they trying to feel like they doing something?
It can't be nothing else. I mean, in my mind. Shout out to Wendy Williams so she feels better. Because she always talking about in my mind.
Hey, T.S. Madison is going to Dallas, man. Dallas and Houston.
Yeah, I'm so excited about going. I really am. I'm very excited about going.
This is going to be fun.
I'm looking at it as a... I hadn't mentioned a word like an hour ago. I mean, probably hadn't mentioned it. I'm sure I hadn't, but in my mind, you know. And of course, that's split into parts. I was going on a workation.
A workation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A workation?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Workation and understanding. Hey, you know, that's things that introspection should be done before any venture. And a workation, I think that deserves double introspection. Because it's two things in one.
I don't know. People say you find something that you love to do, it won't feel like work. So I guess if you mix that with vacation, you get a workation.
Yes. And that's all I'm on right now. Forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Where it came from.
I got to love what I'm doing or be just so cold at it that I don't mind doing it for whatever I'm doing it for.
Stop it, man. You said you didn't want to do it for free. Might use your
the gimmick
flamethrower gasoline.
The Zippo?
Yes.
I mean we out here on the patio anyway, so you need a windproof lighter.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
How did I know that we're going to have the feds out here listening to us at this time of night? You never know, because they always listen. Look, they're the antennas right there. Oh, no, those are not antennas. Those are lines.
I'm trying to focus on streetlights, squint my eyes till they become stars. But then, like, what kind of fucking constellation is a straight line?
Ife, you got me out here on this patio. It looks like I'm finna say goodbye to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Did that light get real bright all of a sudden?
What do you think? You saw a alien vessel?
Well, I mean, like, for a nanosecond, I'm not really into that. To the whole, you know. I mean, I would think that they couldn't even breathe on this nasty-ass motherfucker. Why would you land on it?
You know what?
Would you want to go eating food out the dumpster? So I wouldn't figure they'd want to come here to eat us either. I figure they'd bypass us the way white folks bypass the projects.
Mm.
But, you know, I understand people's need for the alternative.
A curious sight. You know, like a side show.
Not even curious. Like this whole goddamn planet is the toilet of this particular galaxy. I'm too sure they had a world for it in Star Wars. I can't remember. You know, the for shit planet. You know what I'm saying?
Tell the FBI to look that up.
No, I'm just saying. Somebody laying here, I'm sure it was by accident.
I'm already going to check the feds about my grandma because, like, probably a few minutes back, I was stumbling with backwood Appalachian dialogue.
Appalachian.
Oh, have you seen those Appalachian Outlaws?
I don't know. I mean, like, you know, the fiddle shit is cool for a minute. You know, like that. Hatfields and the McCoys, you know, as a story. But nah, I'm pretty much out.
Well, I don't know if this is standard, but the episode I just watched, this dude paid $1,000 a pound for ginseng. And these guys was out there in the woods getting it, chasing each other, shooting at each other. These two dudes took six motherfuckers out of one house. He threw a smoke bomb in there and came out of there. He pulled that gun on him. He had that yapa bullets in that motherfucker. He said, y'all get on out here now. Move! And the way his eyes was deadlocked on him, it was like he was going to just let all of them have it. I'm 100% hooked on this show, and I think I might go try to run through Appalachia for a week.
I think the process
sell some ginseng.
Looking for ginseng hunting type shit is probably kind of distasteful, and it, you know, they're probably just not littered, you know, in the woods. And
they're
shit.
Not.
So, you know, the people that's willing to get out there and do that, yeah, I would think it's serious business to them.
Oh yeah. You know? I'm gonna watch a couple more episodes of that thing. I'm gonna see what's going on. They had this one dude. He looked like a straight killer because his face all blurred out. And every time the camera come on, he's walking the other way.
Maybe he's probably his fans.
He the one buying all the ginseng.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And playing crazy, talking about he representing somebody else and selling that for $1 million a gram. Like they do Saffron.
Mm.
Apparently, saffron is worth more in the world market than gold.
Yes, so, it is.
I said and watched the documentary on the process and with them. Oh, jeez. That shit right up there with the people who use the thing to spin thread or some shit. Like, take a certain personality. Take somebody without, like, electricity and shit. Do shit by, you know, lamp.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be living a different lifestyle. Because if you live in what we wanna call this world right here, you know, and like you just do a little bit of with us like Amish folks,
yeah.
There's no way you get, you know, do that kind of work with that kind of craftsmanship as disrespectful as the masses are to turn around and sell it. And, you know, be able to buy more than a can of beans. I mean, like, put them out of hours and work and, like,
you have to put into it.
Yes. So, you know, if you do that kind of stuff, you know, you gotta, you know, live in the woods and have critters in your beard or, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, all shit, doing
they
shit
do.
Daylight and, you know, I mean, and horses and shit. I mean,
this one dude, he looked, I don't know what the hell he was driving. This shit looked like a tank. But somebody had tried to block off the road on his piece of land. And he came out there with that thing. They rammed that bitch off the road, flipped it, and went hunting for them dudes. I was like, oh my God, it's raw up in here in Appalachia.
They ain't got it.
And I didn't see not one person of color.
It was all the way on the Northeast. Hell, I don't want to go up there with them people before.
Oh man, they was letting it loose, yeah, for whatever reason. Yes,
because who's gonna do anything about it? And you know what I'm saying, the powers that be ain't finna walk their ass up them goddamn mountains and ATV it up there so they can fucking chase them crazy people that fucking shoot your ass and throw you in a sand pit.
Yeah.
They let them people do their own thing up there, like gypsies do their own thing, like Amish, you know, like they let them people do their own thing.
I'm gonna seek one of them out. Tell them, look, I'm a black dude.
Go,
they
you
probably
know,
racist.
Like that motherfucker that went up on that island talking about missionary shit, and they ate him.
Man,
all right, go your ass over there talking about I'm gonna seek them out. Anytime a sentence start with I'm gonna go seek them out, you're not coming back. Now maybe
okay.
If you had said I'm going to seek him, I'm going to seek her. Because
okay.
She still might not come back, but I'm like, okay, look for one person.
Okay.
Maybe you got to ask or something.
Let me rephrase that. I'm going to search them up and see how to contact them through the show.
Yeah, that's what they've been dying for. Somebody show up with electrical shit. You know what I'm putting it in their face, sucking the soul out of their eyeballs. Yeah. You go ahead.
Because I definitely want to come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. live in this bullshit, and I think Skyping is fucking tomfoolery witchcraft. Mm. You know, I'd rather have somebody sweep my feet.
Well, see, my purpose in going out there, I want to grab
not
one.
To come back.
No, I didn't.
That's just no. This part is a fantasy witchcraft. The reality is, the whole point, go where nobody's been before.
Yeah.
You coming with that extra shit?
Nah.
That is.
If you come
with a big lighter, you're doing way too fucking much.
So, when we was watching it, I had never seen ginseng like that. I've seen roots and stuff chopped up, but I've never seen it in the raw, straight pulled from the ground like that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those things get so big and they... What's expensive, what they pay a lot for, are those ones that have, like, these real coiled, royal look.
Mm-hmm.
They're old, been growing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I want one of those. And when I thought, I was sitting there on the couch at Nick's house, and...
Oh, St. Nicholas?
Yeah. And
Santa Claus.
Soon as I thought inside to myself, mm-hmm. I want one of those... Out loud, for whatever reason, because, you know, all the intoxicants, I guess. Out loud, I said, what right do I have asking for a piece of ginseng of that type? And then I thought about when you said, if somebody wanted to give you a diamond ring, go mine it. You know, that's...
I mean, because you just can't show up with some shit from Zales or what's it, America's or some shit.
Yeah.
Talking about, here, yeah, it's yours. I wouldn't be impressed. You know,
yeah.
I don't care about it if it's 20 carats. If you carried your ass over there and dug it up, you know,
yeah.
That's something totally different. Like, it takes a certain character to go do that. I mean, everything I want is not in stores.
Yeah. So I want one of those. I'm going to carry my ass over there and dig one up. Sell my services. I'm not even trying to get that big money like that. So I seen that for the adventure and coming back with what I want and getting the experience that I want, I see I can make a love with just a portion of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like to me you need to get you a mini tent and a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And in between school days, just go lend yourself to shit like that and videotape it. You know, go into a pig farm one
chopping
day.
Chopping down weeds and shit.
No, I'm just saying, like, kind of shit Paris Hilton was doing with Lionel Richie's daughter. What was the name of that show? It was, like, the very first, like, anyway, they basically, it was because they were pampered, you know, Hollywood type. They sent them on a bunch of Amish bitch tasks.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you could go do something like that.
Mm, yeah.
You know, and just videotape it. So, like I said, it could be working at the dog pound one day, it could be at a campsite another day, you know. And it could be like, you know, sneaking into the Alamo, saying you could spend the night in there. I mean,
that's that ninja shit. Kenjutsu, show me your jutsu.
Well, also, man, be that fair time, but,
yeah.
I'm just saying, just, you know, the sky's the limit.
You know, if you got
to
do
talk
your
to
time, vets, my daughter would like that.
You know, I think the problem is that most people with cameras and audiences and social media, you know, and cars, it's spread too thin. You know, it's too much shit to care about. So, you know, all that you can do is just really, to me, speak on it once. And if, you know, people respect you and who you are, that's all it'll take. I mean, because you can't be alerted to everything.
Yeah. So, I like the way you groove. Man, why is the Super Bowl so entertaining to people? What's the spectacle?
It is.
A million, or is it just something that they're programmed to do now?
To do what?
Just buy a bunch of food on Sunday, have everybody over at your house, or the bar.
I think that you have to give slaves a holiday.
Oh, so it's a holiday for the slaves. I mean, in that sense, every holiday is for slaves.
No, I'm well, yes, but I'm saying, but, you know, with this whole idea of man being king of the castle and working so hard and secretly being unfulfilled in life, you know, like, you know, this is your holiday.
Yeah.
And if it's not this, then maybe it's a Stanley Cup or some shit, I don't know, but yeah. marketing in his finances.
I don't know. I'm not into the sports.
What's that shit where they do the dog show?
Negative, negative. I am into sports. I like basketball, but I don't follow it religiously. And I love combative sports, boxing, MMA.
That sounds like an oxymoron. Combative sports.
Oh, okay. Well, I like combat.
No, I understand it. It sounds like, sounds like
an oxymoron. Yeah. Because what sportsmen are like about combat? Let's get the shit done.
I mean, even I guess whatever happens at the end of the day, I'm about sportsmanship. I'm a person that also think that sports should be within the community so that, worst case scenario, that's where all manly disagreements are held. Because after that, it's just go to war.
You're always settling over a game of chess.
Fuck that.
Why do you despise gaming so much? I'm going to figure it out. There is one game in existence somewhere that you will play. And I'm going to find it. Game somewhere.
Sometimes men need to just, fight and grunt and sweat it out. And chess ain't gonna do it. No.
Chess is not gonna let you grunt it out at all.
You're not like, I lost the chess game. We're going to war with this motherfucker. Yeah, it'd be some shit in between. Maybe y'all started out with chess, trying to fix some shit, it didn't work. You're like, fuck it, we're gonna be on the kickball field. And you're gonna sweat it out on the kickball field and shit, and money all they satisfied, fuck it. We're going to war. Levels to this shit.
What you sound like is the concept of do away with all that and the issues resolved by combat to the death anyway.
And well, at the end of the day, you have to kill someone or let some die.
I don't want to fight for nothing I ain't willing to die for.
That ain't what I said. You're gonna have to what's the thing? Justice, you may have to fight a little injustice and stuff. But if it comes to going past fighting, then it's more than injustice, and then that's just somebody attacking your life, your humanity. The only way you know that is how proficient you are at the levels that precede that. You can't defend yourself against what you don't understand. So at the end of the day, everybody's out here wearing homemade clothes and wrapping towels and shit all around their body. And, they've been to the other side as a people and chose to turn their back on it and do that other shit.
People go up in the mountains. Underground bunkers.
No, I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about not weird cult. I'm talking about what we would call outsiders.
The fringe.
The people that are on the fringe of society. They know what's going on in our world. They just choose not to be a part of it. Not because, they don't understand it. It's because they do understand it. Yes. And they want no parts.
And it takes a certain type of person to do that.
No, I'm saying they're moving in a group. You can see that all over the world individually, where people may or may not be making that personal decision. But there are entire flourishing groups out here. Obviously they don't have the numbers that mainstream groups do. But they have something a little bit more. They have, they have a certain amount of power when they do decide to speak up. Because they're not as divided.
Yeah.
I was thinking earlier today, why do people get so fucking hung up, about the United States? The only time I would think you really need to worry about being in the United States is when you're going to war. Now, you got rich state barons, with their, capital going overseas, starting shit, and then running back to the Americas and telling the other people that live in the other fucking 49 states, are they fucking with us? No, nigga, you took your ass over there and did some shit And now they mad at you, and they like, any American, you know what I'm saying, can get it, and you like, we need a war, and then you're making even more money.
You know, I only say this because, you know, ain't nobody listening to this shit anyway, so.
True that.
You got the police, you have liquor stores, you have music, you have sports, you have all this stuff set up to distract you from wanting to look at the main thing, who's in power here, the senators, the congressmen, freaking Supreme Court. These people wield immense amount of power in this country, and no one really knows how the head is selected. Like, our votes matter. So, why are people not seeing it? What, I mean, I've heard this very statement from people on stuff 30 years old, 40 years old, 100. What are we not getting? What is it that we don't see?
We don't see what we don't want to see.
So it's just, it's ignorance. It's choosing to be on the fringe. It's a fringe of, whoa. Choosing to be on the fringe of life.
Maybe some people are scared of being human. They'd just rather, you know, be a pronoun than a proper noun.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.